Thanks to Wishart's Automotive, Canal Street in Orange. It's time to talk NRL. Anthony Maroon, good morning.
Good morning, Gilly. And before we go any further, might I just say that a mate of mine, Bluey, who lives just off Clarinda Street there in Park, tells me he spotted you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but he just says he spotted you at the Parks races.
Spot on. He was absolutely right. I was there on the Saturday of the long weekend. What a fantastic event that was. That was a great day out, from what the parts I can remember anyway.
Well, he did also say, quote unquote, you were surrounded by glamours.
Well, there was one glamour who was pretty close to me at the moment. So it was a lovely, lovely time indeed. We had a great, great weekend of it down there in Parks, and looking forward to the next time we can get back out there. Now, let's talk. And oh, how was your long weekend before I rush on?
Well, mate, I just work. So that's the price. I mean, if you want to sit here all day on a Thursday doing nothing, which I will, well, you've got to work on the weekend. So yeah. I don't mind. It's not a bad trade-off.
Yeah, you say work. I know what you're thinking. Money.
Well, you don't do it for nothing, do you, Gilly? You don't do it for nothing.
No, it's not a charity, that's for sure. All right, Broncos, Rabbitohs, they're playing tonight.
Well, I think the Bunnies just should be too good. There's a lot of games like this weekend, Gilly, where, I mean, you could go into a lot of detail about it, but I don't see the point. You look at these two teams on paper, and if the Bunnies don't win, you'd be wondering how.
Yeah, I think you're right there. All right, that's the Thursday night game tonight. Friday, we'll see the Cowboys Sharks.
Yeah, again, look, this one's probably got a little bit more of a few ifs and buts about it. The Cowboys at home, I mean, the Sharks had a good win last weekend, but they beat that half Penrith side with all the players missing, and they go up there to North Queensland. I'm going to take the Cowboys. And by the way, Gilly, if you ever get the chance, you've got to see that stadium where the Cowboys play. It is state-of-the-art where they played the Origin game.
Well, that's obviously why they moved that and the fact that there's no cases of COVID up that part of the world. But well worth seeing, you think?
I think so, mate. Look, it's a beautiful town, Townsville. It's a lovely climate. And we had this function, which I was there to host, and it was in a room with a glass wall. And the other side of the glass wall was the Queensland Origin side warming up, and then to get out onto the field, they had to run through the function. So it was just wonderful. I mean, I don't know what people paid to be there, but they certainly got their money's worth.
Queensland Country Bank Stadium in Townsville, that's what we're talking about. All right, now, Friday, the Panthers, they've lost two back-to-back. They'll be coming up against the Roosters, who seem to keep winning.
So the issue here with the Roosters is Victor Radley has been ejected from a plane up there on the Goldie coming home last weekend. So one thing we know about the Roosters, they are a good, strong club. They'll put up with players being injured. They'll put up with players having to retire, but they won't cop blokes that carry on planes or carry on in nightclubs. So Victor Radley will want to be very careful with himself. We all know he's a talent, but this is no way to go if he wants to play for the Roosters. Look, all the Panthers are back. Cleary, Luai, To'o, Capel, etc. I'm going to take the Panthers.
Yeah, they're going to be hard to back, but I will be picking my Roosters out of loyalty. Now, the Knights Warriors, they play Saturday, 3 p.m.
Ponga back, Pierce back. They both return. Maybe they need a couple of weeks just to get everything back in the chemistry right, as we say. And Reece Walsh for the Warriors. I'm going to tip a good game here, but I'm going to tip the Warriors.
Okay, Warriors in Newcastle, all right. They're getting a bit short-fused, the Newcastle fans, aren't they?
Well, I mean, they've got every right to. I know they've had a lot of players out, but, you know, we would have thought, I think, teams like the Knights, the Titans, we would have thought that they'd have been better this year, even the Warriors too. So all for those three, a little disappointing in parts.
Yeah, all right. Saturday, 5:30 p.m, Wynn Stadium, Wollongong, the Dragons, Raiders.
Yeah, I think Raiders will be too good. The Dragons really let themselves down. Now, Corey Norman's been told he won't be there next year at the Dragons. And on the back of that performance, I would think there'd be a lot of other blokes worrying about what's going to be going on next year. And Raiders haven't been good this year either, but I'll just think they'll be too good.
Yeah, the Dragons, I'll tell you, they let themselves down. They let me down in my tips last week too. Storm Tigers.
Yeah, look, again, this one, Gilly, I just think, you know, this year we've got a situation where these also-ran teams can't beat the top teams. They can't force an upset against the Storm. So let's take the Storm.
Absolutely. Eels, Bulldogs.
Yeah, again, mate, para.
Yeah, all the way. And the final game from Cbus Super Stadium, it's the Titans taking on Manly.
Yes, up there, as we like to call it, Fortress Robina, where they never win. They were going to have a good year. They didn't have a good year either. And Manly are just playing too good, Gilly.
Yeah.
They're just too good. They've just shocked everyone when Tommy plays and Jake plays and a few of those big bottler forwards. They're just going to be too good, Manly.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Joining us online, thanks to our good friends at Wishart's Automotive. It's the one and only Anthony Maroon.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it, mate. While all that was going on, I got a text from the boys at Wishart's who said that they were also at the Parks races. They saw you there, they're saying. But after the... they know what you like after you've had a couple of shardies. So the boys at Wishart's tell me they just quote-unquote brushed you.
Oh, that's probably a good thing for all concerned. Mate, always good to catch up. Enjoy your footy. Thanks for your time.
Glory, glory.